بقيع بن مخلد رحمه الله تعالى. A student who is traveling from Spain all the way to Africa. And in the process, he crosses the oceans, the deserts of Africa, until he reaches Baghdad Sharif, modern day Iraq. And why has he traveled this far? He has traveled this far to learn hadith from the greatest authority of hadith in his time, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala. Upon reaching Baghdad, he is grief-stricken, as the locals told him that Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala an is under house arrest. The Mu'tazili sect, the leaders at the time, they had a dispute, a difference of opinion with the great Imam, and as a result they put him under house arrest. He's not allowed to teach openly. And Baqi bin Makhlad, his only purpose was to go and learn knowledge from this great Imam. He's upset, he's sad. Nevertheless, he's determined. He's not somebody with weak willpower. He makes his way to the central masjid in Baghdad Sharif. And there he sees somebody teaching the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Afterwards, he asks him, what is your opinion about Ahmad bin Hanbal? And the Shaykh who was teaching hadith replies, I believe there is no one greater than this man, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, in the knowledge of hadith living today. Meaning he's a great Imam. So Baqi bin Makhlad, who was already upset, now his desire has increased even further. He wants to study with this Imam no matter what. So he says, can you tell me where he is under house arrest? Where he lives? Where does he reside? He's told the address, but alongside that he's also told there's no point going there, because there's guards there. They won't let you even study with the Imam. It's not possible. But again, he was determined. He wanted to fulfill this aim, this goal. So he makes his way to the neighborhood of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala an, and there he sees, as he was told, many, many guards keeping watch. Yet he still makes his way to the door of the great Imam. He knocks on the door, awaiting this Imam, just to see one glance, you know, just to glance once upon the blessed face of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala an. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu an himself doesn't open the door. There's a worker inside who opens the door. So he asks the worker, where is the great Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? He says, I'll go and call him, just wait a moment. And a few minutes later, the great Imam al-Muhaddiseen, Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, radiyallahu ta'ala.